Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 134, Sales Strategies. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated, marketing associate Guinevere Thompson.
From cold calling to social selling, 8 tips on how to modernize sales strategies. Remember when someone would knock on your door holding a briefcase and try and sell consumer goods like vacuums or cleaning products? Today, considering most homes are empty during the day, it'd be difficult to be successful with this approach. Not to mention that salespeople appearing during dinner or other inopportune times are often met with a certain level of frustration. As a result, sales strategies have shifted significantly and rely heavily on things like social media, the internet, or email. With the exception of a few products, door-to-door salespeople are a thing of the past. Yet in some ways, the basic principles of sales strategies remain the same. A corporation still needs a well-defined sales strategy and approach to execute across the organization. Likewise, effective sales representatives require a certain amount of personal confidence and the ability to handle rejection. Overall, sales is still about creating and managing personal relationships, identifying leads, rising above the competition, and closing sales. For this reason, business leaders claim that sales strategies are the heart of the organization. You need sales to constantly be pumping through the organization, and if you don't, the company dies. A recent article from Fast Company compares sales to war and cautions that if you stick to conventional weapons, you'll never outsmart your enemies. Look at the concept of cold calling. In the past, cold calling was king, and sales representatives spent hours on the phone, connecting with clients, generating leads, engaging in the smile-and-dial approach. Nowadays, it takes 22 attempts on average to actually reach a person on the phone. For this reason, some say that cold calling is a dying practice, one that is not only ineffective, but that could hurt you in the long run. According to Dave Roberts, a professor at the University of North Carolina, Kenan Flagger Business School, cold calling is old-fashioned, but reaching out to unsolicited sales leads is not. Roberts advocates the idea of hot calling instead, which requires salespeople to rely on technology to research potential leads in advance. This way, even if the call ends up not being hot, it will at least be lukewarm. According to Roberts, you should aim for hot calling, but learn enough to position your approach toward the need of the industry or the customer. Organizations devote a significant amount of revenue to sales and marketing to create more revenue. Research shows that businesses should be spending at least between 1% and 10% of sales revenue on marketing in order to execute an effective marketing plan. Accordingly, it's important to make sure your strategy delivers value to improve your bottom line. This podcast offers a close look at trends across the business landscape and identifies 8 tips organizations should consider when evaluating sales strategies. It looks at some of the new methods and tools that are embraced by sales teams, such as social selling, content marketing, and inbound marketing to improve sales. Hold on to your briefcase, because although the door-to-door salespeople probably won't reappear, there are some steps you can take to invigorate your sales approach. We'll start with the basics of a sales strategy. In the business world, the sales process describes an approach to selling a product or service. Sales refers to the process of identifying leads, qualifying them into pipeline opportunities, and nurturing them down the sales funnel until it translates into a sale or customer acquisition. The marketing function often works closely with sales teams to provide the tools and literature needed to close a sale. The traditional sales funnel theory is that the sales process might generate 1,000 leads, and of those, 100 may turn into qualified prospects. As the funnel gets smaller, a smaller percentage of prospects will turn into actual customers. Of course, the number of leads, prospects, and customers vary by organization, but the sales funnel is the most traditional model that companies use to develop and measure sales strategies. The goal of almost every organization is to increase the number of leads, prospects, and customers throughout the sales process. Typical sales methods include direct or indirect sales, cold calling, telemarketing, retail or consumer sales, to name a few. There are also a number of sales techniques organizations use to increase prospects and generate leads. You've probably heard of upselling, cross-selling, solution selling, or relationship selling. Each of these techniques applies to different methodologies with the same goal, to increase sales and profits. Companies generally engage in either business-to-business sales, also known as B2B sales, or business-to-consumer sales, also known as B2C sales. B2B sales refer to transactions between businesses, such as industrial and professional sales from one business to another. In contrast, B2C sales are directed to consumers and include products and services, retail merchandise, consumer services, cars, houses, and so on. Whether your company engages in B2B or B2C sales, there are similarities of an effective sales strategy that can help boost your customer base. A sales strategy consists of a plan that positions a company's brand or product to gain a competitive advantage. Simply put, a successful strategy helps the sales force focus on target market customers and communicates with them in relevant, meaningful ways. Sales teams must have a clear understanding of how their products or services can solve customer problems. A sales strategy often links to business and marketing plans, but whereas the goal of marketing is to attract business and tempt new customers, sales focuses on closing the deal and getting customers to sign on the bottom line. Stephen Osinski, a sales expert at San Diego State University, recently summed up the importance of sales in an article for Forbes. He said, "So many businesses have gone under because they don't know how to sell. You can have the greatest product or service on the market, but without sales strategies, you'll never get it off the ground." The heart of any sales strategy is about establishing a business value and communicating it to the customer. This is not a new concept, but yet many companies struggle to define the business value a product or service provides. Jill Conrath, a well-known sales expert and author, suggests that companies need to provide more focus to their sales campaigns. According to Conrath, the more focused you are, the better your message resonates. No matter what you're selling, it must have a value proposition attached. The value proposition should describe how it will help the customer or companies solve a specific business problem. Specifically, according to Conrath, an effective value proposition demonstrates your knowledge of what's happening in the client's firm or industry, aligns your message with customer issues, goals, objectives, and concerns, provides ideas, insights, and information about highly relevant topics, and communicates that the sales team is thinking about the business challenges. There are plenty of resources available that can help your corporation develop an effective sales strategy if you don't have one that's already working. The U.S. Small Business Administration website, SBA.gov, has a number of resources designed to walk businesses through the process of designing a sales strategy. Or visit salesbenchmarkindex.com. This valuable resource can help organizations define a cohesive sales strategy. A sales strategy tool is available that asks a series of questions that organizations should consider when developing a sales strategy. According to experts, when designing a sales strategy, it's important to clearly articulate sales goals, sales activities, target accounts, and timelines. Goals should be specific and measurable and reflect realistic sales quotas for your organization. Activities are the tactics most commonly used to make sales in an organization and could include things like direct-to-consumer sales via a website. A sales strategy should also define target accounts and how the sales team will reach them. Finally, a sales strategy must have a timeline associated with it to be effective. Timelines will help sales associates measure their own success so they can develop corrective steps when needed. However, over the years, companies have been forced to redefine sales strategies to accommodate how consumers make purchasing decisions and adapt to changes in technology. Let's explore 8 tips that can help you rethink your strategy to improve sales and profits. Tip number 1, think like a consumer. First and foremost, it's important to recognize that how a customer shops has changed dramatically. As a writer from Forbes noted, today's consumer, B2B or B2C, does their homework, is well-informed, and buys. They are not sold. For this reason, experts suggest that 80% of sales roles will change by 2016. Add this to the fact that more than 85% of customers have a negative view of salespeople, and you'll understand why sales strategies are being revamped. The first step in revisiting a sales strategy is recognizing that the customer is driving sales more than ever. 30 years ago, if customers wanted to buy a new car, they'd probably visit local car dealerships to begin the process. They'd talk to the car salesman to determine what make and model might suit their needs and test drive a few models before they made a final purchase. They might ask friends or coworkers for advice, but information was limited to those within immediate reach. The sales cycle was simple, transparent, and streamlined. Fast forward a few decades and think about how differently a customer shops today. In today's high-tech world, if someone wants a new car, they go online and research different makes and models, read customer reviews, and use a variety of other sites to find the best deal. Not only are there more choices, but there are gigabytes of information at consumers' fingertips to help them make decisions. In fact, according to statistics from Pew Internet and the American Life Project, 78% of internet users conduct online background research on a product before making a purchase decision. Customers are empowered and armed with information, and accordingly, they often make decisions on their own terms. Traditional sales and marketing strategies play a smaller role in the process. It's not uncommon for consumers to make a purchase without ever talking to a sales agent, even when purchasing big-ticket items like cars. Accordingly, a 2013 study conducted by Gartner Group noted that newly empowered and informed buyers are taking control of the sales cycle, which should be cause for concern for many sales leaders. A modern-day sales strategy needs to focus on consumer behaviors and preferences. Particularly, are you providing consumers with the information they need to make decisions? Does your website provide convenience and seamless transactions that make it easy to find information to purchase products? Part of the solution is to make sure that consumers can find what they need to make informed decisions. It's a good idea to take a look at your online sales strategy and ask if you are providing customers with all the information they might need to make a purchase. Do you provide customer reviews? Is the customer able to easily purchase items and select convenient delivery dates? These are some of the things you should consider in order to make shopping easy and effective for the consumer. The objective is to think like a consumer and make sure any sales strategy used is easy and convenient. Tip number 2, find a balance between technology, virtual sales, and face-to-face opportunities. The sales landscape is becoming more digital and more mobile, and the impact of technology cannot be underestimated. According to HubSpot, technology plays a much larger role in the sales process than it did a decade ago. A recent study found that Facebook helped 67% of B2C companies and 41% of B2B companies generate new business. In addition, 57% of corporate blogs are credited for acquiring new customers, while 66% of marketers rank blogs as an important source for increasing online traffic to the corporate website. Twitter is another valuable medium. 42% of companies use this tool to attract new customers. There are greater opportunities to reach consumers, and companies are adjusting sales and marketing strategies to make sure social media and other platforms are integrated into the overall business plan. When selling in the B2C market, for example, the most important word to remember is mobile. More than 56% of Americans now own a smartphone, which translates into greater sales reach. In the last year alone, the number of U.S. adults who own tablets has nearly doubled, and 34% now own a tablet. Keep in mind that over half of American smartphone owners don't go an hour without checking their device. This means there is opportunity to reach customers, but at the same time, it raises the level of competition. Sales are also being conducted in virtual atmospheres. Particularly, B2B companies are placing more emphasis on virtual meeting technologies and tools to enhance sales. Before the economic downturn, many companies were forced to build new sales channels to reduce costs associated with serving smaller customers. Travel costs associated with clients that needed FaceTime became untenable, and corporations were forced to explore other, less costly methods to connect with customers. The changes companies made during the recession had a lasting impact. Today's customers are much more comfortable using web or video conferencing as a sales strategy. Customers are open to the idea of virtual connections. In the long run, this is a cost-effective strategy for many organizations, as long as they can maintain the technology and flexibility required to sustain virtual sales. Cisco Systems, for example, uses virtual specialists to support sales with virtual interaction solutions across healthcare, education, and manufacturing. Thanks to this approach, the company reduced travel costs for sales specialists by 50% and is saving millions of dollars annually. In addition, it increased the time sales representatives spend with customers by an average of 40%. At the same time, it improved the home-work-life balance of sales reps and gives them more time to focus on high-value selling activities. Yet many experts believe there is no substitute for face-to-face contact. Research shows that sales conversion rates were more than 2.5 times higher for in-person meetings than those conducted by other means. The reasoning is that live meetings foster connections and experiences that simply can't be obtained behind a computer. Sitting across a table, sales teams can view body language and nonverbal reactions that are often critical to closing a sale. Interestingly, a study conducted by the University of Michigan observed the actions of several groups in a game-playing scenario. One group was given 30 minutes of FaceTime, while the other group was granted only 10 minutes. The groups that had more FaceTime outperformed other groups trying to achieve the same goal. The group that was limited to 10 minutes fell far behind other groups that had more time discussing the effort in person. In addition, groups with limited personal interactions led to participants choosing personal gains against group needs. If your organization is mainly B2B, then you know the importance of relationship building. Without doubt, face-to-face interactions are more effective than connecting with a prospect behind a computer. In fact, according to a study from the Harvard Business Review, 87% of professionals think face-to-face meetings are essential for sealing a business deal, while 95% said that they are critical to successful, long-lasting business relationships. Tip number 3 is to identify consumer preferences and implement strategies they prefer. Consumer habits and preferences have changed, and sales strategies need to adapt accordingly. As do-not-call lists became more popular, telemarketing became an endangered practice. As of 2011, 200 million Americans were registered on the do-not-call list managed by the Federal Trade Commission. As a result, some companies have scaled back telemarketing efforts in favor of less intrusive methods. Another dying practice is sending mass, unsolicited emails to consumers. On average, consumers receive 14 to 15 emails per day from companies or brands. Research suggests that email overload and clutter have resulted in stagnant response rates for email marketers. The idea of unwanted solicitations is passé and could have a negative impact on sales opportunities in the long run. What do your customers prefer, and how often do they expect to receive sales and marketing materials? This is an important question to address when implementing a sales approach. While websites help customers find what they need, B2C companies in particular might use catalogs to help customers find unexpected products they never knew existed. B2B companies, on the other hand, might find greater success with customers through personalized telephone calls and interactions. The key is to identify what your customers want to see and when they want to see it. Examine and evaluate sales methods to find the best fit for your organization. If you find that customers are responsive to emails and it helps drive sales, stay the course. If your consumer base is more responsive to catalogs, it makes sense to continue distribution. The important piece is to evaluate what works and to make sure your sales and marketing efforts are in line with customer expectations. Tip number 4 is to make your sales team experts. We know that customer expectations and demands have changed, but this has also led to a greater emphasis on product customization and flexibility. Simply, customers expect more from salespeople, and they want them to be knowledgeable on the products they sell. It's true that customers want fast and easy sales transactions, but at the same time, they expect products to be customized for specific needs and services, and that puts a strain on sales strategies that adopt a one-size-fits-all approach. As customer expectations change, McKinsey & Company notes that gone are the days when the same sales representative could offer all products to all buyers. Companies need to add a layer of sales specialists that can offer technical expertise to help design the right solutions for customers. Since many companies consolidated their sales force during the economic downturn, sales representatives might be required to sell more products and services without the needed depth of knowledge. Yet with B2B sales in particular, more than 95% of B2B buyers prefer to work with someone from sales, so it's important to make sure that the sales force is up to speed on the latest and greatest offerings. As noted by SAP blogger Derek Klobuchar, corporate buyers do not want to work with salespeople who give sales pitches. They want salespeople who help them make better decisions and make buying online even more convenient. Xamarin, for example, is a software company that was formed in 2011. Within 2 years, it amassed 17,000 customers, due in part to a novel sales approach that used engineers instead of salespeople to sell products. The organization hired a team of engineers to serve on a customer success team. Interestingly, many members of the customer success team were also former customers who understood the product offerings and the technology the company used. According to Nat Friedman, co-founder and CEO of Xamarin, it's not unusual for customers to have technical questions that require an immediate response. Within the first 2 minutes, a technical question comes up, and if the salesperson can't answer immediately, precious momentum is lost and the deal may not be made. By staffing his sales team with engineers, they're able to answer technical questions immediately, and that helps drive sales. Customers appreciated the high-touch experience and the ability to receive expert advice instantaneously. Tip number 5 is to use customer data proactively to enhance sales. In both the B2B and B2C arena, successful sales and marketing teams are learning how to use data for predictive analytics and predictive modeling in order to generate more refined leads and sales strategies. Sales and marketing teams frequently incorporate new skills that help them collect and analyze data. The old-fashioned gut instinct that used to drive decision-making is a thing of the past and is replaced by more sophisticated data sets and tools that must be learned and implemented across the organization. Customers also look for brands that leverage lifestyle data proactively, but not intrusively, to improve their behavior and help them save money. Amazon.com, for example, is a well-known consumer website that leverages data on consumers in an unobtrusive manner and incorporates customer feedback. With one small click, customers can read reviews or be directed to similar products. This helps improve sales and attract new customers. In the past, big data and predictive analytics seemed only to apply to B2C giants like Amazon.com. However, B2B companies are quickly realizing that the adoption of these techniques can increase the volume and quality of sales leads and improve conversion rates. McKinsey & Company provided an example of a B2B wholesaler that statistically examined the performance of leading customers across product categories. Using the data, the company then predicted target revenues at an aggregate and product category level to build a predictive model that estimated size and frequency of customer purchases. By using data, the company was able to build an early warning system for declines in business, as well as identify sales opportunities. Overall, the company realized a 12% increase in revenue growth. Tip number 6. Consider social selling. Social selling is a new concept that is being embraced by sales teams, mainly because social media has created an opportunity for sales teams to connect and engage with both customers and prospects. Quite simply, sites like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Pinterest have changed the way products are sold. These types of social media tools provide sales teams with insight and connectivity to target markets in ways that did not previously exist. So what exactly is social selling? In short, it's a way to leverage social media tools and incorporate them into the sales process. Social selling utilizes relationships, connections, and insights available in social channels to facilitate a better experience in both buying and selling. For some companies, social selling is the best response to the changes in customer behavior and purchasing. It can give companies another vehicle to listen to and learn about potential buyers. Some say it helps convert leads into sales. For example, a Wisconsin hospital realized a 15% conversion of leads to sales by implementing social selling. The benefits of social selling, when done correctly, are impressive. IBM, for example, reported a 400% increase in sales in just one quarter as a result of a social selling pilot. IBM was prompted to implement social selling after a study revealed that 75% of its B2B buyers use social media to make purchasing decisions. According to Douglas Hannon, the business unit executive for inside sales at IBM North America, quote, "That led us to say we need to integrate social selling into the way we do business," unquote. IBM's outbound sales force had traditionally relied on telemarketing and email, but social selling concepts changed how the sales force reached out to its customers. IBM chose the product division, cloud computing, for the pilot, and 7 inside sales representatives were trained on the idea of intelligent listening. Intelligent listening meant reviewing social media sites to uncover trends and issues in the field and to reveal hot-button topics. At the same time, the 7 cloud computing sales reps established Twitter and LinkedIn accounts that pushed content from outside IBM. Related content, such as white papers from third-party sources or industry experts, was placed into an RSS feed that the reps accessed to shape discussions on social media sites. Representatives were given the freedom to edit tweets and posts so they appeared relevant and looked like authentic one-to-one messages. The results of a 6-month pilot within the cloud computing division were convincing. The 7 sales associates grew their aggregate LinkedIn direct followers from 535 at the beginning of the test to an impressive 3,500. Their reach, or followers of followers, went from 54,000 to 1.3 million. Today, all 1,700 IBM North America inside sales representatives are trained and enabled on social selling tools, and the company plans to extend the initiative overseas. In the basic format, as described by Hannon, at the rep level, social media is less about tweeting than it is about listening, reading, and knowing what people are talking about. Tip number 7 is to link sales to inbound marketing. Although marketing is a separate function, as technology changes, sales teams find that working closely with marketers makes sense. Specifically, consider partnering with marketing functions to leverage inbound marketing techniques. A lot of activities fall under the umbrella of inbound marketing, including content marketing, paid search engine marketing, search engine optimization, paid social search, and paid content editorials. Inbound marketing is designed to attract leads that may turn into customers. In the simplest form, inbound marketing is advertising a company using blogs, podcasts, videos, ebooks, e-newsletters, white papers, social media marketing, search engine optimization, and paid content editorials. This is in contrast to outbound marketing techniques that use traditional marketing methods such as advertisements, direct paper mail, radio, and sales flyers. But according to the Center for Sales Strategy, inbound marketing costs an average of 60% less to attract leads than the traditional outbound marketing techniques. Most importantly, it's highly effective. According to HubSpot, 42.2% of companies that use inbound marketing increase their lead-to-sale conversion rate. Often, however, inbound marketing is the responsibility of the marketing staff and does not include sales teams. As the line between marketing and sales becomes increasingly gray, it's important to involve frontline sales teams with inbound marketing strategies. The reason is simple. Today, 70% of the buying process is completed even before prospects contact the sales team. Inbound marketing allows your sales team to address 70% of the sales funnel that traditional selling doesn't reach. This is accomplished by attracting prospects and moving them through the sales funnel with informational content and decision-making content. Informational content is designed to answer top-of-the-funnel questions that your customers have about your product, brand, or service. Decision-making content highlights the value of your brand and differentiates your company from competitors and establishes trust, authority, and favor. Decision-making content also helps create the framework to nurture strong leads. While marketing provides content to generate traffic and qualified leads, the sales team should be building relationships with prospects and locating sales-ready buyers. The sales team should work closely with marketing to source new leads, nurture existing ones through the sales funnel, and identify sales-ready leads to close. Content marketing is a smaller subset of inbound marketing. It is designed to create and distribute relevant content to attract, acquire, and engage a target audience. The underlying goal is to deliver information on products or services without an explicit sales strategy. Companies might use content marketing within inbound marketing strategies to create brand awareness or increase web traffic. However, companies find that information from content marketing strategies can be extracted to improve sales. Specifically, according to the Content Marketing Institute, it can help the sales force be better prepared for their sales conversations, gain access to selling tools to engage more effectively, and learn more about their audience through analytics. In addition, knowledge from content marketing strategies can be used by sales teams to improve sales processes. In fact, according to a 2012 report from the Chief Marketing Officer Council, sales teams spend 40% of their time looking for or preparing content for customer communications. By tapping into content that is already available in other sources, sales teams can reduce wasted time significantly. Most content marketing strategies incorporate resources like customer examples, testimonials, product or service demos, data sheets, white papers, and even corporate-approved presentations. Imagine the time the sales team might save by accessing these client-ready resources instead of searching server domains. And finally, tip number 8, reevaluate cold calling. When it comes to cold calling, there are two schools of thought. The first claims that cold calling is a thing of the past and that companies should abandon the practice altogether. A second school claims that cold calling is still king, as long as you're doing it correctly. In case you need a refresher, cold calling refers to the process of approaching prospective customers or clients who were not expecting an interaction. In contrast, a warm or hot call usually means the potential customer has asked to be contacted or submitted something expressing more interest in a company's product or services. Indeed, there is plenty of data to suggest that cold calling is ineffective. As mentioned, it can take 22 attempts to actually reach a live voice on a phone, but even if you do reach someone, calls are not always effective. According to research conducted by Serious Decisions, only 10% of executives found that sales calls provide enough value to warrant the time spent on them. A similar study from Forrester Research revealed that only 15% of sales calls add value, according to executives. Moreover, only 7% of executives said that they would schedule a follow-up call. A recent article in Fast Company suggests that not only is cold calling a thing of the past, but that it could actually end up hurting business. The article showcased organizations that ditched the idea of cold calling altogether and focused on innovative sales methods, like social selling and content marketing, to replace cold calling. In contrast, some experts say that cold call is still king. According to Phil Fernandez, entrepreneur and owner of Marketo, a sales and marketing software company, cold calling still has value. However, the best practice is to leverage technology tools like the internet and social media to learn as much as you can about prospects before making the call. This will help turn a cold call into a warm one almost immediately. Companies can also turn cold calls into hot calls by ditching a prepared sales script and simply having a conversation with customers on their business needs and how the product or service can help them solve a problem. Taking the time to research each prospect before a sales call will help identify customer needs and enable sales representatives to be more focused on selling a solution rather than a product. Are you ready to get started? Given the changes in consumer behavior, communication channels, and technology, it might be time to revamp your sales strategy. It doesn't mean you have to completely abandon traditional thinking, but you do need to update it to maximize technology. Remember, even a small Google search can turn a cold call into a hot one. Think of it this way. The door-to-door salesperson still exists, only he's behind a desk scouring social media sites for prospects. At a minimum, a successful sales strategy incorporates modern-day elements that maximize the way people live and shop today. Accordingly, it might be time to think about how your company can integrate technology into the sales process and adopt new and fresh ideas.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on sales strategies. As always, keep on the lookout for future podcasts with topics such as improving SEO rankings and privacy and security online. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.